helps you in one way or the other. Well, it's time for us to take you on a ride to the southwest region for Cameroon. We are going to meet Charles Abuno as he takes us to a cock in the southwest region to find out just how living together is a reality in that area.
Eyumujok subdivision is very close to the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Many Nigerians relocate to Eyumujok subdivision, particularly to the frontier community known as Ekok. The Nigerians relocate for a number of reasons. His Royal Highness Iyamba Enosipren is the traditional ruler of Ekok.
There are Nigerian tribes who come. Some swim the river because of the resources that we have in our community. Some Nigerians swim the river to come and steal forestry products. Not to say that Nigerians are naturally criminal. Ero, timber, and so many things like that.
Nigerians have been living in Ekok for ages, and many actually see Ekok as their home away from home.
Nigerians come to Cameroon. The borders are very open because we are surrounded by the rivers. Before independence, there was nothing like Cameroon. There was nothing like Nigeria. After independence, there came the nation of Nigeria and the nation of Cameroon. After independence and the contractual agreements between Nigeria and Cameroon, we have farms in Nigeria. Nigerians have farms in Cameroon. And the agreement that made for Cameroonians to leave Nigeria back to Cameroon and vice versa guaranteed that your property that you acquired whilst you were in Nigeria was to remain your own forever and vice versa for Cameroon.
It is very common to hear the Nigerian accent if you move around Ekok. The natives of Ekok are of the Ejagam ethnic group.
The first I'll tell you, we are the Ekpe people. We are the Ngbe people. If you know about anything about Ngbe, the Ejagam man is a proud owner of Ngbe. Culturally speaking, some of the best traditional dances in the world emanate from the Ejagam people. Culturally, the Ejagam man is a very hospitable person. We are very inclusive in the way we live with people.
The Ejagam ethnic group actually shares a lot of cultural similarities with some people from Nigeria.
We have a very strong link between the Ejagam people of Cameroon and the Ejagam people of Nigeria. We are the same people, separated only by the cross river. Before independence, there was nothing like Cameroon, there was nothing like Nigeria. After independence, there came the nation of Nigeria and the nation of Cameroon. After independence and the contractual agreements between Nigeria and Cameroon, we have farms in Nigeria. Nigerians have farms in Cameroon. The agreement that made for Cameroonians to leave Nigeria back to Cameroon and vice versa guaranteed that your property that you acquired whilst you were in Nigeria was to remain your own forever and vice versa for Cameroon. So, from Manfe to Calabar, almost the whole of Cross River State, we are the Ejagam people.
In their commitment to make life easy and very comfortable for their Nigerian brothers and sisters, the peace-loving people of Ekok are very tactful when dealing with certain complex situations.
You handle issues with care because we have a lot of reciprocity. If the police arrest a Nigerian in Ekok and take him to Manfe because he did not have a residence permit, I can guarantee you that within 24 hours, one or two Cameroonians will be arrested in Nigeria and taken to their area command because they also did not have residence permits in Nigeria. When the joint border post was being proposed and when it was installed, the chief of Ajaso and myself, we brought this to the experts and told them that there should be a free flow of people. And I'm sure international law provides for that, people along the borders, for them to mix. The long and short of it is we are amenable to the strangers from Nigerian extraction who come to our place. And for all petty crimes, we make sure that we handle them. There are behind-the-scene agreements between us. Nigerians commit simple offenses, traditional offenses and all that. We hand them over to the traditional council in Nigeria, and they also hand over Cameroonians to us so that it doesn't go through the police in Nigeria and the police in Cameroon. That's how we do it.
The people of Ekok in Ewujok subdivision reiterate that all peace-loving people, regardless of background, are welcome to settle in their community.